CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Crowds of Trump supporters outside the Central Detention Facility in Washington, D.C., after the new president announced he was pardoning almost all of the January 6th rioters. Brandon Fellows had already served his time and been released.
I'm excited for people to be able to start getting their lives back. At the same time, I'm worried about them. And also of the people that are coming out, it's going to be tough at first.
Former D.C. police officer Michael Fanone suffered a heart attack when a rioter shocked him with a stun gun.
Donald Trump has determined that those individuals should not face any accountability solely because they committed those acts on his behalf.
Marco Rubio was sworn in this morning as the new Secretary of State. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Rubio said while leading the nation's foreign policy efforts, he will be mindful of the president's intention to focus on the U.S. first.
President Trump's made it very clear everything we do, and this is true in government, but especially at the Department of State, everything we do must be justified by the answer to one of three questions. Does it make us stronger? Does it make us safer? And does it make us more prosperous?
The World Health Organization is urging President Trump to rethink his executive order withdrawing the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement. The BBC's Barbara Plett-Usher.
Experts say its withdrawal from the organization could put at risk programs that tackle health emergencies and diseases like HIV/AIDS, which is most common in sub-Saharan Africa. A newspaper in Uganda said the departure of the U.S. could potentially have a profound impact on the continent.
Tragedy at a ski resort in Turkey. Officials say at least 66 people were killed after flames broke out in the kitchen of the Grand Kartal Hotel east of Istanbul. CBS's Vicky Barker.
As firefighters battle the blaze, orange flames leap from windows and stairwells in the 11-story hotel. Bed sheets dangle from some of the windows. Frantic guests use them to escape the fire.
A second day of ferocious winds in the forecast for Southern California with gusts up to 70 miles an hour. It's raising the risk of new wildfires and new evacuations. Ramon Paladino just finished submitting claims for the past 2 weeks' fires in Simi Valley.
I spent hours and hours bringing everything down, all my insurance papers and so forth, a packed suitcase.
A winter storm is dumping snow, sleet, and cold rain on the Gulf Coast states. Nelson Wingo works at a hardware store in Robertsdale, Alabama.
I've been here since 1948. And we probably have had a half a dozen truly cold snaps.
Parts of Louisiana are under a blizzard warning. The Dow is up 256 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We've got extreme cold with widespread school closures in Racine and Kenosha. The National Weather Service is warning of wind chills hitting 30 below. Warming centers are available through the area. You can call 211 to find the nearest to you. A relative warm-up is coming, the latest in the forecast. Due to the extreme cold, City of Racine Department of Public Works is not collecting garbage today. The city has an updated collection calendar available on their website. It's a 20-year prison sentence for Elia Olson. The now 17-year-old was convicted of shooting his then 14-year-old girlfriend three times in the head back in 2023. The victim survived and plans to graduate high school next year. And a nearby wildlife area is getting back to normal. Milwaukee County Parks has secured funding to restore 90 acres of agricultural land near the Root River Parkway in Franklin. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers West Coast trip continues when they play at UCLA tonight. The Badgers now ranked 18th in the nation. Marquette now 10th ranked after losing to Xavier over the weekend. They're on the road tonight against Seton Hall. NFL, the Chicago Bears have hired Ben Johnson as their new head coach. The 38-year-old Johnson has been an assistant with the Lions for the past six seasons and has served as offensive coordinator there the past three. And would the Packers trade for a veteran? veteran player on the backside of his career to help out with their pass rush, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I don't particularly want to see someone on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in. I mean, how old was Reggie White when Ron signed him? I mean, he was in his 30s, I believe, you know, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means, you know. So I think it just depends on the player and what you think he has in front of him.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. The Raiders' Max Crosby is 27. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is brutally cold this morning. We will get back into the single digits here by later this afternoon with a lot of sunshine, maybe a few flurries at some point here today. Tonight, rising temperatures. Tomorrow, some light snow, and it will be warmer with a high tomorrow in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Hits WRJN. 98 years serving southeastern Wisconsin from Radio Park, WRJN.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Now, where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Mercy, mercy, mercy.
they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be used from me? Can't you stand?
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
MTV by DTO on RJN. I'm the DJ, okay? And Dan Marcus here reminding you that Herman's Hermits and the Association coming to the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th. I mean, this is Herman's Hermits. This is Peter Noon. This is the guy who sang on all their hits, There's a Kind of Hush. I'm Henry VIII. I'm Into Something Good. Mrs. Brown, You Got a Lot. All those songs and more that you'll hear in concert. And Peter is just a fun show to see. So if you want to win tickets to go free on WRJN, keep listening. We'll have the details coming in a matter of days, and your chance to win them from WRJN.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Volman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
WRJN.
With my
WRJN with the Box Tops. When I think about you, I cry. day to be dancing in the streets, Martha and the Vandellas. Let's get you up to speed on this wicked weather that we're having and everything else that's going on with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The bitter cold snap forced the closure of Racine and Kenosha Unified Schools, as well as many others in the area. The National Weather Service has an extreme cold warning with wind chills reaching 30 below. Despite the current freeze, temperatures are expected to warm up enough for snow tomorrow, with a further rise to the 20s later in the week. For those needing shelter from the cold, warming centers are running across the area. People can call 211 to find the facility nearest them. Racine fire crews were called for a smoky response early this morning at a home near Lincoln Park. Reports of a smoke-filled home on Reske Avenue came in at around 2. We're working on learning more about what happened. License plate readers in Caledonia led to the recovery of a stolen U-Haul. The Caledonia Police Department says earlier this month, their Flock cameras, which are their license plate readers, picked up the plate of a stolen truck out of Milwaukee. There was a high-risk stop on Newman Road, with the driver telling police he had rented the truck and never returned it. Several area police departments are using those plate readers in public safety. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Dangerously cold, with wind chills 30 to 20 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 20 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, we will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. Light snow moves in late, less than an inch expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 5 below zero.
After day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. You've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song. In rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh.
Jerry Lewis and the Playboys on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. She's just my style, and by that I mean miniskirts, go-go boots, straight hair and bangs.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's
the answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pile.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. That's Dawn banging on the pipes. Here are the Four Seasons, working, WRJN.
Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that I let it get away. Playing every day. When you were so in love with me, I played around like I was free. Thought I could have my cake and eat it too, but how I cried over losing you. See me dying up, but I ain't no matter of living my life without you. For every day I made you cry, I'll pay you, girl, till the day that I die. I'll keep working my way back to you, babe, with a burden.
What you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure.
Oh,
the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
Because it's colder than a mother-in-law's kiss. From SoCal, Southern California, Creedence Clearwater Revival, a rain song on WRJN.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, I won't know
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me.
You can do. politics and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump did what he vowed he'd do, issuing pardons or commutations for most of the 1,600 people charged in the 2021 Capitol attack. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Those who are currently in jail will be getting out of jail if they haven't already. For example, there were two brothers who were just sentenced.